Welcome to the podcast, everyone. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about home automation. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. This is actually going to be a two-part podcast. We're going to be talking a little bit about some home automation hubs, kind of what that term means, and then about a few different peripheries. And then on the next podcast, we're going to continue with some of the peripheries that you can continue to buy to find a, sort of fill out your home automation and do things that you want to do around your house. So just a few basics. When we talk about a home automation hub, kind of what we're really talking about is that central point where you can control all of your home devices. And there's really, you know, two major players in this area, Amazon and Google, quite honestly. So let's start with Amazon. So Amazon has the Echo, and it actually has multiple devices that are sort of the hub. So you can have an Echo Dot, which is kind of the entry-level device. And then you can have various other types of Echo devices, all types of different, you know, first, second, third generation types of smart speakers. But they can also control, you know, various devices within your house. So whether it be lights or cameras, you know, you can do all sorts of things. So there's not just the Echo Dots and the various just smart speakers, but they also have some smart screen types of devices as well. For example, there's the Echo Show and the Echo Spot. The Echo Show and Echo Spot basically do the same types of things, but they can also show you, they have video screens on them, so they can show you things like the weather, and if you have cameras set up, they can show you the various camera feeds that you have, you know, sort of going on and throughout your house. So the great thing about the various Echo types of devices is that they were sort of the leader in a lot of this space, and there's a ton of different devices that can connect to those Echo types of devices, so you can help control some of your home automation. So, you know, realistically, you know, the Alexa is a great sort of hub because you can have multiple devices throughout the house, whether they be, you know, with the cameras or just voice activated, and you can, you know, control things like temperature or locks or cameras throughout your entire home. The other major player in this space is Google. Google has what they call the Google Home. So you can say things like, okay, Google, and then give it a command like turn on the lights in the living room or play various types of music stations like Pandora. Their screen version of their device is called the Google Hub. And again, it's very similar to some of the Alexa type of devices that have a screen, so you can see the weather, control various devices from a touchscreen display, so you don't have to use the voice commands if you don't want to. Both of these products, both the Alexa and Google home automation hubs, are excellent devices. You really can't go wrong with either one. There's been some debate about which ecosystem is better. You know, I find that both of them have some pros and cons, but you're not going to go wrong purchasing either set of, you know, hubs to use for your various smart devices that you're going to pick throughout your home. So those are sort of the two major players. There's others out there, but you know, they're probably not going to give you the most robust capabilities and being able to learn different types of products throughout your home. So the two real front runners right now are both, you know, the Amazon Echo line of products and the Google Home line of products. Once you have your hub purchased, whichever one you decide on, then it's really just a matter of purchasing various devices that you want to automate throughout your home. Now, you don't have to go crazy and buy everything at once, but it can be done piecemeal. It really just kind of depends on what your motivations are. So if you are more concerned about lighting and you want various lights to come on at different times throughout your home, then focus on either smart plugs to turn lamps on or off, or you can use things, you can get smart light switches to turn lights on and off throughout your home. Me personally, what I purchased was a smart thermostat. And there's, again, two or three major players in this space. The two big players in that space are really Nest, the Nest thermostat you may have heard about, and the Ecobee thermostat. again, both are excellent products, and you really can't go wrong with either one. I really wanted to focus in on heating and cooling as a smart device in my home, because I kind of felt that with a smart device like that, I could actually try to save money and also reduce some of my carbon footprint. So by saving money and using less resources to heat and cool my home, it was actually good for the environment too. So that was sort of the next thing that I purchased after I had my smart hub, was the ability to use that smart hub then to help control the climate within my home. Nest has a couple of different smart thermostats. There's the Eco, which is sort of the entry-level thermostat. It's a little bit cheaper, but it has a lot of the same functionality as just the normal Nest thermostat, which is a little bit nicer. It's got a little bit nicer finishes, but it's a little bit more. But both are great products. The other product is the Ecobee. It had some of the first technology for remote sensors, so you could help control some of the temperatures in some of the other rooms of your house. The Nest does have that now, but it wasn't originally designed with that where the Ecobee was. So again, smart thermostats are a great way to help save money and help protect the environment once you have, you know, some of that stuff set up. Those are sort of some of the main topics that I wanted to cover in this podcast, was sort of that hub and some of the thermostat stuff that you can also install in your home. Again, the thermostats are usually very easy to install. The hub is very easy to install. On part two of this podcast, we're going to cover smart switches, smart plugs, locks, and cameras. So that'll be an exciting part two to this podcast. So in the meantime, everybody have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.